Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. Well, there are two Senate candidates hoping to benefit from Tuesday's Senate vote on that Keystone pipeline. Senator Mary Landrieu is a Democrat. She's in the midst of an election runoff against Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy. Mary Landrieu came in first, barely, on Election Day in front of Cassidy, but she didn't get the needed 50% that you need in Louisiana, not even close, actually. She only got 42%. And in Louisiana, that means the candidates have to face each other in a runoff on December 6th. For more on the politics at play here, we turn to Jeremy Alford, publisher and editor of LawPolitics.com and Law Politics Weekly in Louisiana. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Good to have you. You know, one of the lines on this Tuesday vote in the Senate on Keystone XL is that it's kind of a Hail Mary pass for Mary Landrieu to try to keep her seat.
Right. And I've heard some D.C. reporters refer to it as the Mary Landrieu Preservation Act of 2014.
Right.
But really, there's a few more twists and turns to come in this Louisiana runoff. And the Keystone Pipeline, while it underscores some of the major talking points from this primary election, energy issues, the fact that Landrieu is energy chair and she's about to lose that gavel, really, quite frankly, it's all background noise. The narrative for this election rings true today as it did in the primary, in that it's a referendum on President Barack Obama. Republicans have spent resources crafting that message, and Bill Cassidy has spent his time connecting Landrieu to the president through her votes and personal appearances. So, I have my doubts that rank-and-file voters are really paying attention to the Keystone pipeline issue and the vote. I think the folks here that are, who are attuned to Louisiana politics, know that it's not going to move further than the upper and lower chambers. And really, I think it's just filling a void. You know, we've made it through the primary. A lot of the issues have played out. There wasn't much else to really talk about in Louisiana. And it was one of the first big hits to come up after the election recess.
All right. So Washington is kind of obsessed with Keystone XL pipeline. Maybe voters in Louisiana don't care all that much. But Jeremy Alford, Mary Landrieu has survived runoffs in Louisiana before. This isn't her first ballgame. So what's her strategy? If it's not Keystone XL pipeline, how does she plan to win on December 6th?
Right. The Landrieu campaign, for a group of reporters last week, laid out this 30-30 strategy, which is to have a turnout where black voters in Louisiana comprise 30% of the electorate, and she picks up 30% of the white vote. And that's incredibly tough. Yes, she's been here before, but she has never faced an election landscape like this in the past. When she last ran in 2008, compared to the election on November 4th, she lost 25 parishes. And of the 25, only 10 of them gave her an overwhelming majority, and all 10 had a black registration of 40% or more. So, you know, this election has really broke down along racial lines. And, she does have a strategy. She does see a path to victory, but it's incredibly tough.
The Keystone XL pipeline, of course, is the headline that we've already talked about. The subtext, though, is that Mary Landrieu can deliver. Mary Landrieu has clout. Mary Landrieu can cut through Washington and deliver something.
Right. And then that's been the narrative all along, that she has been able to leverage her seniority to bring home the bacon, to create some major policy accomplishments. I think this is maybe one sign that the Democrats haven't completely abandoned Mary Landrieu, even though they have pulled all of their runoff advertising off of the schedule. They helped her push up this vote. They are doing a little bit of fundraising for her. But, you got to wonder, too, if the issue kind of washes out, because Bill Cassidy has been able to rally the House as well and to get a Keystone bill moving there.
Well, if Senator Mary Landrieu survives in Louisiana on December 6th, it probably won't be because of tomorrow's vote on the Keystone XL pipeline. Win or lose, says Jeremy Alford, publisher and editor of LawPolitics.com and Law Politics Weekly. Jeremy, thank you.
Thank you.